Austin, you're on the phone this week. We've had some connection troubles, but let's start by talking about the vaccine lottery. Governor Jay Inslee unveiled it late last week, and what have we been seeing so far?
Well, Kirsten, I'd say it's a combination of some confusion, frustration, anticipation, and some criticism. People have struggled to find out if they're in the state vaccination database, which is necessary to be eligible for the lottery prizes. I tried going online yesterday and quickly got frustrated and gave up. The website took a while to load. Then I realized you have to set up an account and log in, and I was sort of like, why bother? I guess you just have to trust you're in there. We did see criticism from one conservative state lawmaker to the whole idea of incentivizing vaccines. Republican State Representative Jim Walsh from Grays Harbor County issued a statement shortly after Governor Inslee announced the lottery program. Walsh said it was insulting and condescending to Washingtonians and compared it to the Hunger Games books and movies. On the other hand, there are a lot of people who may not usually play the lottery but now have a chance of winning, and they're going to be checking to see if they're one of the lucky winners when the drawings begin. I did ask the governor's office if there's any indication yet of whether the lottery is inducing people to get vaccinated, and the response back was that it would be difficult to extrapolate an answer less than a week out from the announcement.
That's right. We have seen some upticks in vaccinations in other states who have tried methods like this. And as we mentioned, it's an effort to incentivize more people to get the COVID vaccine. And Governor Inslee does have a goal of fully reopening the state by the end of this month if at least 70% of Washington residents 16 and older have gotten at least one vaccine shot. And the governor had said the reopening could happen sooner than that, but you're reporting this morning that's unlikely. What's the latest?
Well, the state's COVID vaccine dashboard shows that 63% of people 16 and up have initiated the vaccine. It may actually be 64% now because that lags a little bit. So we're not there yet. And you're right. The governor's office tells me that it doesn't look like we'll hit 70% at the current rate before June 30th. Now, whether the lottery inducements change that equation remains to be seen. But right now, again, the governor's office is not anticipating an early reopening. It's also not clear that come June 30th if we'll be at 70% or not, but the plan is to move forward with a full reopening regardless. We're also still waiting to hear and see what the post-June 30th public health guidance will look like. I will tell you that Republican legislative leaders are keeping up their drumbeat that June 30th is too long to wait. Last week, the House and Senate Republican leaders issued a joint statement calling on Inslee to fully reopen the state immediately. They say the only solution now is for this emergency to be over.
And in addition to that fully reopened target date of June 30th, that's also the date that the statewide moratorium on evictions is set to expire. Is there any indication from the governor's office on a further extension?
Kirsten, at this point, no. The governor's office says discussions will continue throughout the month, but that the governor has not said whether he would be willing to extend the moratorium past June 30th. But pressure may be building on him to do so. You know, the Seattle City Council voted yesterday to ask both Mayor Durkin and the governor to extend their respective moratoriums to the end of the year. The state legislature did commit about $1 billion in rent assistance to help head off what's been described as an eviction cliff. But that may not be enough. I spoke with Lisa Brown, the director of the State Department of Commerce, last week on TVW's Inside Olympia program, and this is what she said.
I am very concerned about the combined impact of perhaps people having a few months back rent that they still owe. The utility bill has also piled up.
So, Kirsten, just briefly, Brent says that she doesn't know for sure how many people are behind on their rent or how much total back rent is owed, but she's worried about another issue, which is that landlords may take advantage of the hot housing market and sell off rental properties, which would further squeeze the rental market and perhaps result in more evictions. She was clearly concerned about what the next few months are going to hold.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You are very welcome.